host back here on the Boss Man Show here with South Carolina Gamecocks head coach Shane Beamer. First year there with the Gamecocks out of the SEC. Coach Beamer, how things over there with you guys in Columbia, man?
It is well. It's always a good day here in Columbia, South Carolina, and having a blast. Just finished our third spring practice earlier today and rocking and rolling with that right now.
I hear that, Coach. Tell me this, man. What does it mean to you lead this program? It's been a storied program. You have a great boss in Ray Tanner, man, and a great support staff there at South Carolina. Tell us about this job and what really struck you about taking this job here and joining this great university and city.
Yeah, just that, what you just said. I mean, it's a fantastic place. I was born in this state. I was born in Charleston, South Carolina. I coached here for 4 years with Steve Spurrier, so I know what this place is about. I know the things you can accomplish here on and off the field. There's no reason for us to not be able to win at the highest level, and we have everything that we need. And you mentioned Coach Tanner. We got fantastic leadership in Coach Tanner and Bob Caslin, our president, and it's just a great place with great people. It's a great place to live, raise a family. So there's a lot of reasons, personally and professionally, that I'm excited about this opportunity and very grateful and humbled for the opportunity to be here.
And Shane, talk about this, Shane, is that when you have alignment of the president, AD, and the coach, you need those three on the same page to get stuff done for us, resources, for getting the right character guys in here, the right things in the community. So talk about having an administration that really supports you from top to bottom and all around the university that really supports you and his team going forward.
Yeah, for sure. You got to be on the same page. Everybody's got to be on the same page, and everybody's got to be going in the same direction, not just the people in this building in the football program, but from top to bottom, like you said. And we have an awesome president that played football at West Point that is understands the importance of athletics, that is totally behind us, comes to practice regularly. We have an athletic director who was a very successful winning two national championships baseball coach that understands, you know, what it takes to get things done, and couldn't be more fired up about the leadership that we have here that is here to support us, and we're all in it for the right reasons and all going in the same direction.
Now, Shane, you and me have something in common. Both of our dads are coaches. So for you, man, at what point did you get the bug to want to coach? I never wanted to be a coach because my dad was so hard on kids. I wanted to just talk about it on the radio and talk about it on TV. I didn't want to get involved in the coaching side of things. First of all, for you, man, tell us when you got the bug to want to coach from being around your father and your family growing around football.
I think it's all I've ever known, and always felt like I had it. I can remember when I was, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. I've got a younger sister. She's 4 years younger than me. And I can remember her, like, getting her and all of her friends together. And I would coach them just in, like, football in the backyard. And I was the coach. And growing up, you know, pretending, you know, that I was a basketball coach or football coach, you know, in the house and playing games with imaginary people and all that. And so I just feel like I've always just been drawn to it, and not just the coaches, not just the X's and O's part of it and the schematic competition part of it, but just the opportunity to impact young people and have an effect on people's lives and being around guys and developing relationships. I'm a relationship person. So I feel like I've always known this is what I wanted to do and got into it and was pretty sure this is what I wanted to do. And from day one, I've never looked back and have absolutely been convicted and convinced that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
And did you ever get forced to wear a coach's outfit like I was on Halloween at school like I was? I had the headset and the polo. Were you forced to do that in school like I was, man?
I don't think so. I think I did more like maybe pro athletes and like superheroes typically was like my Halloween costume. So no, I didn't have to do that one.
I had to hold the play sheet, the headset.
Yeah.
Really, Dad?
Nah, really? Get it honest.
Yes, indeed, man. So, man, for you, man, when I know for me, I was a co-host of a show. I was trying to plan on how I'm become a host when I get my own show. So, for you, being an assistant coach, how did you prepare for getting this role and growing? I know your father's a coach as well. So is my father as well, being a leader. So, for you, how did you prepare in your mindset to get ready to become a head coach when the opportunity came for you to take this opportunity and really now ask to run your own show now?
Yeah, I think just preparing each and every day and taking each and every day that I was an assistant coach, preparing for this opportunity, hopefully that if it ever came. I mean, obviously, there's an old cliche and it's true. I mean, you know, do the very best job in the job you're in and everything else will take care of itself. So I was trying to be the very best assistant coach that I could be at Oklahoma and Georgia before that, and Virginia Tech and South Carolina, Mississippi State, and all the other places I've been. But understanding that this was my ultimate goal. So I've, you know, when I was here before as an assistant coach back in 2007, started just taking notes about, you know, if I ever had this opportunity to sit in this chair, how I would want this program to look, or my program, and from, you know, discipline to academic policies to nutrition to the weight room to off season to practice. I mean, just always constant note or taking notes. I read a lot and always just getting ideas from different people. And then I've been very, very blessed to be around some fantastic head coaches like Lincoln Riley and Kirby Smart and Steve Spurrier and my dad and Sylvester Croom and George O'Leary and Philip Fulmer, and being around all those different coaches and seeing how they did things and taking things from them that I liked, and then seeing things that maybe I didn't necessarily agree with that we're doing differently. But at the end of the day, as you know, in your role, my role, you got to be yourself. I can't try and be Lincoln Riley. I can't try and be Kirby Smart or anybody else that I've worked with. I got to be me, but I've been fortunate to be able to draw bits and pieces from some Hall of Fame and future Hall of Fame coaches.
Most definitely. And talk about this, man, building a program. You know, what kind of young men was an ideal Gamecock for you and your program here going forward?
Well, we want people that we're looking for, or we're looking for guys that just love football, you know, first and foremost. I think regardless of position, guys that love football and guys that are mentally and physically tough, you know, and if you have those qualities, I think regardless of position, you got a chance to be successful. And then obviously there's specific position attributes that we're looking for at each position. But, you know, that's kind of a regardless of position, that's like a starter that you got to have for sure. And then beyond that is finding the guys that fit this place. And there's this, it's a fantastic recruiting base. We've got a lot of great players, high school prospects that surround Columbia, South Carolina. And we got a great thing to sell to them right here academically and athletically, and excited about going out and doing that.
Kind of read my mind there, Shane, talking about the deep recruiting base you have in South Carolina. Plus, you can come over here to Georgia and get players because it's a rich here as well, as you know, from being in the SEC previously and being Georgia Tech for a year. That you know how it is here. So talk about the recruiting base you have from Columbia on outward back towards Atlanta, Alabama, Florida as well, up to Carolina as well.
Yeah. No, it's an exciting – that's what really has me excited about this job, because I understand – where we're located, starting in South Carolina, it's a great recruiting base. And that's how we won big here before, with guys from South Carolina, guys like Alshon Jeffrey, guys like Jadeveon Clowney, guys like DJ Swearinger, guys like Stephon Gilmore. I can go on and on and on. But then to have Charlotte, North Carolina, 90 miles up the road, and you can go into that state, and there's so many young men in the state of North Carolina that want to play SEC football. And if they want to play SEC football, for the most part, we're the closest school to them. If they want to play in the SEC, being able to go up right above North Carolina into Virginia, which I know all about, this DC, Maryland, Delaware, that area, and be able to get guys to come down. And then, like you said, Georgia will always be a huge area for us. It's a fantastic state for high school football. It's a fantastic state of high school coaches. It's a large state. It's growing. Georgia can only sign 25 a year, so they can't all go to Georgia. And we're going to get in there and do a great job of evaluating prospects and going in there and getting guys that want to come play SEC football here at South Carolina. And Connor Shaw from Georgia, from Flowery Branch, is a great example of that, of a guy that came from the state of Georgia and walked out of here as probably the greatest quarterback to ever play at South Carolina, and is an absolute legend here in Columbia. So certainly we've put together a staff of guys with Georgia recruiting ties. I've always recruited in the state of Georgia, and this whole region is going to be extremely important to us, because it's a great place to recruit to and a great place to go to school at.
So I saw my listeners before we came on the show, Shane, is this, that, hey, Columbia and Atlanta is not that far away from each other. So it's an easy trip for parents to go see the kids play and get back home the same night. If you play a noon game, you're back home the same night, and the kids want to come home, they can, and get right back. So I encourage kids in here in Atlanta, that in Georgia, and this in Metro Atlanta, to check out Columbia. Check out the Gamecocks, because you have an opportunity to play there, go away from home, grow as a man, and come back even a better man after you get your degree from South Carolina, because it's a great university. That degree that you have at USC there, it means something. It'll take you anywhere you want to go.
There's tons of Gamecock alumni in Atlanta and throughout the state. And like you just said, man, hop on I-20 and head east. Or if you're up there in like Gwinnett County and Hall and some of those places, hop on 85 and then jump on 26 and you're here. We're so fortunate to be close to so many great players, including the state of Georgia, like you said.
Now, Shane, how's it been building relationships with the guys on the roster now? Because, you know, a lot of times when you take a new job, a lot of coaches say, these aren't my guys. But when you take the job, there are your guys now. These are your young men. So how's it been getting to learn these young men, build relationships with these young men, and show them who you are and what you're about, what this program will be about going forward?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I love that part of the job. Anywhere I've been an assistant coach, I've always tried to have great relationships with everybody on the team. It's more so the guys at your position that you got the best relationships with. Yep. Well, now as the head coach, I can be involved with everybody and bounce around. And I've loved that part of the job, and being in the weight room with the guys and being at practice with the guys and being downstairs in our nutrition area and eating lunch with them. And guys that came up over the weekend or first part of this week and just came in here and sat in my office and watched the NCAA tournament with me. I mean, just being able to have great relationships with those guys. I've loved that part of the job. And one of the highlights of my days is getting around those guys and learning about them as people outside of football players.
How fun is it going to be to get to evaluate your young men on this practice field here in spring practice? Because you got to kind of get an idea of what you have, what you have to work on in the summer here, getting ready for the fall. Tell us about that. How's it been going for you so far and what you've seen of your team right now?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, you can only have so many meetings and walkthroughs and things like that. It was good to finally get on the field last Saturday for the first time. Today was our first day in full pads, like I said, and that's great. We've got 12 spring practices left as we sit here today and love it. You know, it's great for our guys to be able to get out on the field, compete. I love getting out on the field and competing and love the way that our guys are working and can't wait to get back out there for our next practice.
Got two more for you, Shane. Tell us this, man. When people watch teams play this year, what do you want them to take away from watching the Gamecocks play? You want to say they play hard, they're together, they're tough, they hustle. What do you want people to take away from watching your team play as we get ready for the season coming up?
All that, like you just said. I mean, I would hope people would watch us play and be blown away by the effort that we play with and just playing smart football. We talk about it with our guys all the time, not beating ourselves with pre-snap penalties and turnovers and things like that. But I would hope that the effort and the passion that the South Carolina Gamecocks play with is evident on tape and something that people see and say, wow, those guys love to compete and they play with passion and they play with energy all the time.
You got that right. You got that energy and passion and effort. If you hustle that football on defense, you can create a turnover, a tip ball, a fumble. You can change the game's momentum just by hustling to the ball. You know, you can create energy that way. So I love that about football. And I wish more young men take it to heart. Just have energy, hustle to the ball. The ball is everything. Just run to it. You can cause a turnover and change the game around and get your team to win that day because of one effort of hustling to get that ball, it'll be so good for everybody involved.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, playing with great effort, and that overrides a lot, and you can mask a lot of mistakes with just playing with great effort. And as you guys, I mean, you mentioned defensively, as you know, I mean, if you can just get lined up and play really, really hard, you're going to be pretty good on defense, and that's what we're going to be about.
Last one for you, Shane. This is an easy one for you. What is your favorite eatery in Atlanta? A lot of places here to eat is real good. Tell me your favorite spot to eat when you come to town, man.
Oh man, that's a tough one right there because I'm all in different areas. I've been up in Cobb, Gwinnett, you know, in the city. I've been everywhere. So I don't want to upset anybody by naming one, but there's a lot of great places over there, just like we have here in Columbia, South Carolina, as well.
Man, when you come to recruit, man, we got to get together, bring it to the studio here in Midtown, man, and we got to hang out. I tell you, it's one of my good favorite spots here because I'm a local. I've been here my whole life, man. So I got some spots for you that you might not know about, but I got something that you really love, man.
Yeah, you got it. I trust you, and I'm going to take you up on that. I know you wouldn't steer me the wrong way.
You got there, my head, Shane. Thank you for your time, buddy. We'll do this again real soon. And be blessed, man, and thank you for joining us today on the show, man.
Appreciate you having me. This was a blast.
Anytime, buddy. You be good, man.
You too. Thanks.
See you now.
All right.
That was fun, brother.
Yep. Let's do it again soon, man.
We'll do it now. Be safe now.
Yep. If you need anything, you let me know. Come see us.
I sure will. I look forward to it.
You got it, man. Appreciate you.
See you now.
Thanks.